there could not be secrets. People believe themselves to be too wise, too all-knowing, too smart, too shrewd. Why, we would never be deceived. We are so intelligent. We read the newspapers. We watch ABC, NBC. We saw those astronauts land on the moon. There could not be hoaxes. CBS, we've seen the NASA space shuttle.
Like
there could not be secrets kept from us. We know everything.
Electrodynamics first came out. People were getting infinity for every problem they tried to count.
Amazing,
on.
Isn't it?
And when you...
Why are you trying to kill us? What do we do to you?
They would call you a conspiracy
you think
guy,
that they
a, crazy, a wacko, a fringe person, and so forth. Well, today, I present the evidence, and you don't have to worry about what the media says, my friends. Here at Power Prophecy, you decide for yourself.
This is a psychological, as we in the research community say, this is a psych. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented to them.
So you're saying, your power shall be mighty. Is that
your power shall be mighty? Is that
your power shall be mighty? Is that what
and through your policy also, you're going to cause crowd.
Crowd.
On this submission, we're made, we're involved.
Of exactly policy also, you're going to cause crowd.
And it's a crowd, it's a crowd.
The NASA program
is proud.
It's permeated with part numbers and symbols. Here's another, for example. This is from the
crowd.
It's crowd today.
Crowd.
But what it says before is interesting. It says that there was a failed driving the first crowd of the exo-atmospheric re-entry vehicle interceptor system
of the space probe.
New millennium.
Okay.
And the
strategic position.
Many years
now,
recently passed away. He was brought over as a Nazi scientist after World War II under a very secret operation called NASA.
It's failed.
Very secret operation. And that evil spirit had come through. Let's see the quote by Dr.
Crowd. Let me tell you what Eris is. Eris is the name of the Greek goddess of chaos and discord.
Crowd.
Which and crowd? Wasn't there chaos and discord on Friday the 13th when the space shot failed? Did they make it fail?
New millennium.
Passed
away. He was brought over as a Nazi scientist after World War II. Under a very secret operation called
Built
Here is the story.
Signs point to this fact. We look toward a transformation into a new age, using, however, the insight and wisdom of the ancient mystics. This new world view the inner
away from
God
Paulson,
into some strange
notion
because there is
a reason
correlation through
between
modern
Hoffman,
physics,
we can conquer
and
the
mysticism,
the Illuminati can even conquer space.
Religions. My friends, a mystic is one
who practices
and Freemasonry is the vehicle,
magic,
Dr. Alan Woodrow. And he says science,
book,
such as physics, are now coming together in this new Aquarian age.
We
space science are coming together with witchcraft.
Craft was
I
named, isn't it?
They are.
Aquarius.
Want to mention
we'll
to you,
about that
this
and
is all of the names
come out with
the very be noted.
It's called
Space Craft. They will call you
a
mortal,
all
how,
a wacko,
a friend person,
and so forth.
Well, today,
you'll
in
see
new
the great,
and you don't have to worry about the
great
well be here at Power Prophecy, enabling us to enter that inner chamber where we can join the true initiates and share experiences.
Remember, he was one of the
now
first two to land
from
the
moon, all
he
but a handful of brethren.
He planted a flag that had this double-headed eagle.
It was an Illuminati project. Now listen to me very carefully.
Lady Iris. This is in your face. These psychos are creating a matrix-like control system and talking about killing you. From Ted Turner at the UN to Prince Philip, they're out of control and on a massive power trip. People like Ted Turner and Maurice Strong have actually been pushing, writing the textbooks for a massive environment they're throwing at your control system to steal all the private property, using the phony environment. Branding through their agenda. Remember, the environmental movement has nothing to do with saving the environment and everything to do with stealing property and empowering world government. I produce a documentary film called America Destroyed by Design. We traveled 6,000 miles around America to witness the horror of the United Nations taking over our national parks and monuments. Now under the desertification treaty signed October 8, 2000, 70% of the country is under United Nations jurisdiction.